Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now this week's trivia question. What Jewish organization has made a list of great Jewish books, which includes the 100 most important Jewish books published in the last 150 years? And who are a few of the authors whose works are on the list? The answer is coming up soon, so pay attention. The writer Isaac Goldenberg was born in Chepén, Peru, in 1945 and began writing in 1958 at the age of 13. He has written novels, poetry, and plays, and his works have been translated into English, French, Hebrew, Italian, and German, and published in numerous magazines and anthologies in Europe and North and South America. Since 1964, he's been living in New York, where he teaches at Hostos Community College, and is the director of the Institute of Latin American Writers. Goldenberg's most successful novel, The Fragmented Life of Don Jacobo Lerner, was originally published in English in 1976 and received excellent reviews from such notable publications as The New Yorker and The New York Times. It was first published in Spanish 2 years later in 1978, also to very good reviews. The National Yiddish Book Center has included it on its list of the 100 most important Jewish books of the last 150 years, along with works by writers such as Franz Kafka, Saul Bellow, Elias Canetti, Primo Levi, Bernard Malamud, Arthur Miller, Amos Oz, and Philip Roth. On February 17th, Goldenberg was in Madrid for the presentation of a new edition of this book, which is the first in a new collection of Jewish literature published by Sefarad Editores in Spain. The event took place at the Casa de América Cultural Center. The Peruvian author, Jorge Eduardo Benavides, made the presentation and said that while this book has a Jewish theme, what makes it great is that it appeals to a universal audience. He said, "No one leaves a good novel the same person as when they entered it. No one leaves a good novel unscathed." By the way, The Fragmented Life of Don Jacobo Lerner is now in its 7th edition in English, and I really recommend it to our listeners. Isaac Goldenberg visited us here at the studio and was kind enough to let our reporter Megan Certo and me interview him in English. Well, first I would like to thank you very much for giving us this interview in English after having done a long interview in Spanish.
Thank you.
Something that I found very interesting in your biography is that you're from Chepén, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's a small city or a small town.
It's a tiny town.
Yes. A tiny town. Was there much of a Jewish community there?
No. At one point, my father told me that there were like 10 or 11 Jews in the 40s. Yeah, early 30s in the 40s.
But when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, there was only one guy, one man.
You.
No.
Okay.
A Sephardic Jew.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did you feel any anti-Semitism there?
In the town?
Mm.
No, not at all. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Nobody
knew that I was Jewish to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if growing up in such a kind of an isolated place as being Jewish, if that kind of kindled this desire in you to delve more into your Jewishness and search more for your identity, having been so isolated.
Yes. There was an element, definitely.
Uh-huh. You say that you're from a dual kind of bicultural background. Could you explain that?
Well, my father is a Jew who immigrated to Peru in the early 30s. He was from Russia. Uh-huh. And he met my mother in this small town. I was born there. I was raised Catholic until I was 8 years old. And from the time, from 8 years old on, I became a Jew.
What made you become a Jew? Well,
My father, you know, finally told me that he was Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And that he wanted me to be Jewish. And I accepted it naturally.